Eric's Editorial Podcast, episode 712, has arrived, and this message is being sent and recorded while preparing for the solar eclipse. Now, everyone's making a big deal about this. I must admit, loyal listeners, that I'm indifferent with it, but here it is, 1:49 p.m. Central Standard Time, at the date that this was recorded. And it looks as if it's cloudy, as if it's about to rain. Now, be advised, I do not have on any 3D glasses. I am not going outside to look directly at it or anything of that nature. I'm in my bedroom and I'm just looking out the windows while sitting at my bed. So trust me, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm not putting my eyesight at risk. But it's my understanding that this will be the first one or the only one in which all three continents will experience it at the same time until August 23rd, 2044. So, but I know here in my hometown, it had already started at 12:45 Central Standard Time. It's supposed to be total eclipse from 2:01 to 2:02 p.m. And it's supposed to be somewhat over by 2:05. So we're getting there. I guess I call this particular episode Total Eclipse of the Heart, because darkness can arrive at any time. But what this eclipse has proven or will prove is after the darkest night always comes a brighter day. And the world will continue to move and produce and perform for better or worse. So, sir and ma'am, produce and perform. It's practically your obligation, but make sure that it benefits you as well as others. All right, y'all. I guess I'll go ahead and see what's all the hubbub about when it comes to this eclipse. So continue to remain safe, blessed, and privileged for yourselves, your families. And as always, I thank you for listening to Eric's Editorial Podcast. Episode 712 is now in the books. And until the next episode, I'll see you later. Peace.